Today, at the end of the Pope's apostolic visit to Turkey, I had the chance to speak to Philippa Hitchin, who has been covering the visit for the English-speaking programmes of Vatican Radio. As I myself had done some of the English commentaries for some of the events of the week, Philippa and I could, in a real way, share our memories. I'm just back from the Mass, which I found was absolutely beautiful. There was such a variety of music.
It was a really joyful celebration, wasn't it, Janet, to end this four-day pastoral visit to Turkey. It was held there in the Catholic Cathedral, located next door to the residence where Pope Benedict has been staying during these days in Istanbul. It's not a very large cathedral. It's located on a side street, a small side street, next door to the place where Archbishop Angelo Roncalli, who of course later became Pope John XXIII, he lived there in this house during his time as the Holy See's representative in Turkey back in the 1930s and 40s. And his memory really still lingers on very much in the minds of the Turkish people, particularly the small Catholic community here. But even also government officials and other people remember him. Some even call him the first Turkish Pope because they remember well his love of this nation and of its people.
Yes, but while I was doing the commentary this morning, I noticed they've got a very big portrait of John XXIII there.
That's right. There's a portrait of him standing in the cathedral there on the right-hand side as you walk in through the main door. It's a beautiful painting with a picture of St. Peter's in Rome and the mosque here in Istanbul. So in a very symbolic way, this Pope who managed to link for the first time perhaps the people in Turkey and the people, the Catholic community in Turkey and the Catholic community in Rome.
And it was very interesting to hear the singing by the Chaldean choir and by the Armenian choir as well, and to hear singing in Aramaic, which I'd never heard before. I thought we were really stepping back in time to hear that.
Yes, it was a really colourful celebration, wasn't it? In fact, it was colourful right from the beginning, because as the Pope appeared, first of all, in the courtyard outside the cathedral, there was a choir, a very joyful choir of children singing and playing instruments to welcome him there to the cathedral. He stopped for a moment to listen and to thank them for their music. They gave him four white doves that he released into the air, into the skies here above the cathedral. And he also blessed a statue, a bronze statue of John the 23rd, a statue which is going to be moved to the Franciscan church here in Istanbul. And then inside, as you say, it was a real mixture of different countries, different nationalities, different cultures, different Catholic rites. And we had singing in many different languages, in Aramaic, in Lebanese, in Turkish. We heard readings in French. We heard prayers in English, in German. There were many, many different languages, and it was a real symbol, if you like, of the faith of these people united together, people praying together. Also, as you probably noticed, the ecumenical patriarch Bartholomew I was there in the church together with the Armenian patriarch Mesrob II, the Syrian Orthodox metropolitan, all of these people whom the Pope had met and prayed with on Thursday evening.
And you also had, as well as the different rites within the Catholic Church, you also had a good number of representatives of the Protestant churches as well.
Yes, it was perhaps a fitting way for Pope Benedict to end this journey. If you remember, right from the beginning, the ecumenical aspect of this pastoral journey was the most important aim among the many different reasons that he was coming here. One of them was to really try and push ahead, to really make progress in the ecumenical dialogue, particularly, of course, with the Orthodox Church, and that's why he spent most of Thursday with Patriarch Bartholomew I. He attended Mass the previous morning in the Patriarch's Church, St. George's, in the area where the Patriarch has his residence. And then the two men went on to sign a joint declaration, stressing many of the things which unite the believers of the two churches now, the much progress that has been made since the Second Vatican Council. So ecumenism was, yes, very high on the agenda throughout this visit, and also, as you say, in this final event on Friday morning.
What's been the general reaction to the visit?
I would say that the reactions have changed slowly day by day. When the Pope first arrived here, as you probably remember, it wasn't even certain that the Prime Minister, Erdogan, would even come to meet Pope Benedict at the airport. There were huge security concerns right from the beginning, and there was a general atmosphere, if you like, of wait and see. How would the Pope be received in this secular state with an overwhelmingly Muslim population? So a lot of uncertainty, and that was reflected in the press in the day before the Pope arrived. As he came, however, and Erdogan, the Prime Minister, made this change in his schedule so that he could meet with the Pope, the two men talked together at the airport in Ankara for about 15 minutes, and Erdogan afterwards gave a press conference giving a very warm welcome, if you like, a strong endorsement of Pope Benedict's presence here in Turkey, and that was extremely well received in the press. The following day then he went on to Ephesus, and as you probably saw, somebody handed him a Turkish flag at the end of the Mass there in Ephesus, which he waved. That picture made it onto the front pages of all the newspapers the following day. And then on Thursday evening, this extraordinary gesture, really, he went inside the Blue Mosque here in Istanbul, one of the most beautiful buildings along the skyline of this city on the edge of the Bosphorus. And inside that mosque, he stood alongside the Grand Mufti of Istanbul. He stood there in a moment of silent prayer, and that gesture again was on the front pages of all the newspapers here in Turkey on Friday morning.
Yes, because it's only the second time that a pope has prayed within a mosque.
Well, yes and no. That's an interesting question, actually, because certainly everybody remembers Pope John Paul II's visit to the mosque in Damascus. That was officially the first time a pope had been inside a mosque. But during this visit here to the Blue Mosque in Istanbul, the rumours were going around that, in fact, Pope John Paul, way back in 79, when he first visited Istanbul at the beginning of his pontificate, he had asked to make a private visit to this very same mosque. And in fact, that has been pretty much confirmed by Vatican officials. No one knew much about it because in those days, if you remember back then, there wasn't so much press coverage as there is now of a pontiff's every move. And yet, apparently, Pope John Paul did also come to this Blue Mosque all those years ago.
Well, you've been accompanying the Pope. How will you remember this week?
I think perhaps that image there in the Blue Mosque will stand out, apart from the fact that it's on the front pages of the newspapers. Really, the sight of the Pope standing next to the Grand Mufti, really listening very carefully as the Mufti described to him all the different features of the mosque, and standing there in silent reflection together with him. The other thing that really stands out in my mind is the visit just before that to the great Hagia Sophia. You know, this extraordinary building which is now under the protection of UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. It really is, and was designed to be, the most magnificent church of all creation. That was how it was described, and many people believed it was so beautiful it must have been perhaps divinely inspired. It really is a quite extraordinary building, you know, originally a Byzantine basilica, then transformed into a mosque and now a national museum. But it takes your breath away literally as you walk through the enormous stone door into the huge building with its columns, its galleries, and its arches and domes decorated with these exquisite glittering mosaics. It's quite beautiful.
Well, I know, you know, I've been doing some of the commentaries this week, and my own memories will include the address that was given by the Lebanese ambassador to Turkey when he welcomed the Pope. And he finished with, I thought, a memorable line, because he said, "We are none of us children of a lesser God." And I thought that was beautiful. And I will also remember the joint blessing that the Pope and the Ecumenical Patriarch gave together when East and West were united as one. I thought that was very, very beautiful and very, very significant.
Yes, and of course, after that meeting with the patriarch, the two men stood together on the balcony. They embraced each other and they raised their hands really in a gesture of, we could call it warm, friendly reconciliation, perhaps a small step on this road towards Christian unity, which is really so ardently desired. It's been a voyage, which has recalled the many steps that have been taken in that direction since the Second Vatican Council, the visit here of Pope Paul VI, the visit of Pope John Paul II, and now Pope Benedict here. Yes, as you say, really trying to heal ancient divisions and trying to underline the faith that we share in the same God and the way we must try and continue to use that faith to try and solve the many pressing problems of contemporary society.
And actually, just on a human level, you could see both men were really enjoying themselves.
Absolutely. As I say, the tone of this journey to begin with, quite serious, quite formal, the meetings of the first few days. But on Thursday and Friday here in Istanbul, the mood has been quite different. As you say, a real feeling of joyous friendship together between the Pope and the Patriarch on Thursday, and an absolutely rapturous welcome from the Catholic community here in the cathedral, the church, Cathedral Church here in Istanbul.
And I think everybody can feel that it was a visit that has passed off very, very successfully.
Yes, beyond, I would say, probably the wildest expectations of the organisers. You could see a lot of smiling faces of the people gathered there in the cathedral at the end of this journey. I'm quite sure, yes, they will look back on the different meetings, the different gatherings with different members of society here in Turkey, and really feel that it has been a visit to remember.